Welcome to the Fiercely Visible CEO podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton. Join me as we dive into how to become a widely in-demand CEO that prioritizes balance between life and business, isn't afraid of making the scary decisions that get you results you actually care about, and unapologetically breaks the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. I remember about a year ago, one of my clients asked me right after I came back from vacation, and they're like, how did you manage to be on vacation and be fully off and unplugged, but still showed up on social media? And I remember at the time, I was kind of like, I don't know, I just post while I'm in the bathroom, or I post on social media, like right before bed. And I was thinking too much of like the simple logistics of like the how, right? Like, when am I posting on social media? And although I wasn't on social media every time I was in the bathroom, like, don't get that twisted. Essentially, it looked like whenever I had a little bit of downtime and I wasn't go, having fun and chit-chatting with people, I would be by myself, or I'd be winding down for the night. And like you do, like I'm sure you do this as well, you tend to kind of just sit on your phone and scroll on your phone right before bed, right? Like, how many of you scroll on your phone and watch like 2 hours worth of TikTok videos or Instagram reels or whatever as like a way to like entertain yourself? Or maybe you don't even think it's a way to entertain yourself, and you're go into it with the intention of working and connecting with people. But next thing you know, an hour has passed and you're like, holy shit, I just went through this, like down this rabbit hole of whatever, consuming a bunch of content mindlessly, right? So what I was doing is using that time more intentionally to just share whatever it is that I was doing on vacation. I was sharing behind the scenes of the fun stuff that I was doing with family and friends. I was sharing random thoughts that were coming through my mind if they happened to relate to business. And sometimes, I don't know if I did this on that vacation, but sometimes you're still selling and you're still talking about your offers. But at the end of the day, it's just a couple minutes here and there, whereas the rest of the day I was on vacation, right? In any case, that's like one version. You get to decide if when you're on vacation, you want to take all of it off and you don't even go on social media. I think that's freaking incredible. Or you get to decide that it's a balance. So you take it off, but you still show up and you still share because, I don't know, you find it fun and you value staying connected with your community and you just want to maintain that consistency and it doesn't take a toll on you, right? You're not doing it from a place of like, oh my God, I have to, but oh my God, I want to. I want to share all parts of me and everything that I'm doing, right? It's almost like you're sharing what becomes possible when you put the work and you build a sustainable business, right? It's not just building sustainability and scaling a business for the sake of making money, but it's actually, what's the ultimate goal? What's the money gonna facilitate and make possible for you, right? It's the lifestyle. It's the fun things that you now get to do in your life because of the money that you've brought in, because of the business that you've structured in this way so that you have now the ability to have free time off. So in any case, you get to do that, both go off on vacation and still share on socials, or you get to decide that it's a staycation. So you're on vacation, you're in a different setting. So whether that's a new city, new country, a new Airbnb just down the block from your house, whatever the difference is, but then you're still working here and there. Maybe you're working your full-time hours, or maybe you're just working, sprinkling in a couple tasks here and there. All those are perfectly valid ways to take vacation. But I digress. Let's circle back to the main point of this podcast episode, which is talking about how to maintain consistency while on vacation, right? So if you're the type of person that wants to go on vacation, wants to unplug, but still wants to show up here and there, even if it's in a fun way, doesn't have to necessarily be business related and selling, but on top of that, you still want to be able to serve your community, to give value. You want to be able to continue to attract people into your community, into your corner of the world when it comes to social media and the online space, in order to hopefully make sales, you got to be able to have things set in place that are essentially keeping you visible without you having to show up, right? So now you can, in fact, take the time off. You can enjoy your vacation. You can go on that wine tasting. You can go to the beach and just sunbathe all day without constantly checking your phone, because you know that things are happening behind the scenes. You know that your business is working for you as opposed to you working for your business as an employee, where you just always have to be on and you always have to put in the work. So there's obviously so many things you can do, but I'm going to share a little bit of behind the scenes of what it is that I'm doing. As right now, as I'm recording, it is a Sunday morning. It's like 9:30 in the morning, which, by the way, so unlike me, but I've been waking up a lot earlier lately and actually getting out of bed and getting my day started, and I'm loving it. And in order to do that, I've been going to bed at 10, which honestly is something that I've been wanting to do forever. And I usually do the quote unquote work to get there and go to sleep at 10, but I always end up somehow going to bed at like 11, 1130 or midnight. It's just whether we're watching one more episode of Netflix, which turns into two more, or all of a sudden it's the scrolling on Instagram that happens at the end of the night just for fun, right? So in any case, it is working wonders. So as I'm doing this, I'm actually going on vacation in about 3 days on Wednesday. So by the time you're listening to this episode, I'm already on vacation. Yeah. So I want you to almost like figure this out on yourself. How am I continuing to serve my community? How am I continuing to be visible and to show up while still on vacation? This is one perfect example of that, right? If you have a podcast as just one example of how you get to connect with your community and serve them, you get to pre-record content in advance in order so that if you go on a 1 week vacation, you go on a 1 month, 2 month vacation, all that time, you can still continue to drip release your podcast episodes every week. So as far as your community is concerned, you never went anywhere. They're still able to consume your content as they're used to and learn from you and continue to implement new things that they've learned from you inside their business and see those results and those transformations and go, holy shit, Steph, like you're changing my life over here and I'm not even working with you, right? We want to be able to have that kind of impact even in a small scale, even while we're on vacation. So think about that. Like, take that concept of pre-recording your podcast content and having that ready to go for when you're off, and then translate it into whatever marketing platform you have in your business. So another example I'm going to give you is in anticipation for this vacation. For context, I'm going to be off for almost a month, give or take. I think it's something like 2 weeks. Then I might have a couple work days in between and then another week. So at the end of the day, when you add everything up, it's almost a month off of vacation. And if not, I'll tack on a couple extra days later, because I definitely love the idea of being off for a month. Last year I was off for 2 months. This year we're starting with almost one, and hopefully be able to tack on a couple more weeks and make it either a month or a month and a half that I've been able to take off in the year. I think that's really freaking wicked. It's important to be able to take that time off to yourself, right? And not just work 24/7. But in any case, where was I going with that? In anticipation for that, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to show up on Instagram to the level that I usually show up, right? So I'm like, I want to be able to like teach my community something. I want to be able to share my different perspectives on what like running a business can actually look like, as opposed to like the hustle and always like burning yourself out and adding more to your plate. So I'm like, how can I do that? And the answer honestly came pretty quickly, pretty easily, because one, the podcast, duh. And two, I was like, I have my email list. I love leveraging my email list as a way to give more longer form content and value to my community. So what I did, and this is already done, by the way, I've already scheduled out 2 months worth of content for my email list. And the cool thing is that the content that I'm delivering for these 2 months, they're exclusive to my email list. So it's not content that I'm repurposing, although caveat, you totally can repurpose and just give it like a fresh spin or add a little bit more value just to make it worth it for people who are tuning into both your social media and your email list. But in this case, I decided, you know what? No, I'm going to make it worth it for people that want to subscribe now for no reason. And I say no reason because there's no freebie. There's nothing that they're getting in return that's like immediate, right? They're just subscribing for the sake of then getting my weekly or twice a week emails. But I'm making it worth it because it's exclusive content that only my email list is getting. And it's pretty juicy content at that, because I'm sharing different perspectives and tips and tricks that apply to how I run my business and how I've been able to reach this like really, I was going to say holistic or like very real sense of sustainability, right? Where yes, I can only work 4 hours a day. I can take long weekends. The irony in that, because I'm recording a podcast episode on Sunday, huh? But both get to exist, right? You get to work shorter hours, less day a week, and have more freedom. And you also get to put in those extra hours in anticipation to taking a lot of time off, right? We want to prepare for time off so that we're not feeling overwhelmed or like we fucked up or like we forgot something and then we're stressed out the entire time we're off vacation, right? That's not the point. We want to be able to take that time off and feel truly relaxed and truly unplugged and not have to dive back in and do work. If you have to, like, do the thing. But I don't want that to be your reality for every single day of your vacation. So in any case, I prepared. So now people have been actively subscribing my email list just by me sharing about the fact that I have all this like juicy content, and they're subscribing to the list, they're receiving the content, they're going to continue to receive all that value and that content for the next month and a half, give or take. And then I come back from vacation and then I go back to my regular habits of writing emails as the ideas come up. So typically I write it on the spot and send it right away. Same with my podcast, right? I don't usually batch content. It's a great strategy for most people. I just don't care for it. I like to just sit down and be like, hey, what am I feeling inspired to share today? I record it and I publish it. End of the story. And if that day, for whatever reason, I'm not feeling inspired, that's okay. You release the pressure and try and do it the next day. You create some space so that you can be more naturally inspired as opposed to forcing it, right? Like forced content at the end of the day ends up falling pretty flat. It's not as exciting. It's not as cool. It's not as authentic. It's basically you just forcing stuff out, which ends up being a little bit just dry and dull. But I digress again. So what you get to do is plan ahead so that there's already content there to be delivered so that your community continues to feel as if it's business as usual, even though they very well know that you're on vacation, but they continue to be able to consume your content, learn from you, and be like, wow, this is freaking incredible, right? So when you pair that, your regular content creation that's been pre-batched and pre-scheduled or whatever, and then you pair that with visibility where folks are finding out about you in new and interesting ways, where they're running into your masterclass or they are hearing you in being interviewed on somebody else's podcast, right? You get both your content that you are personally releasing and they get all your other content that other people are sharing on your behalf. So now it becomes this perfect combination where no matter what, no matter where they go, they're still hearing about you. They're still hearing from you. And that maintains that consistency, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you're working in your business or whether you're on vacation. So it's really freaking awesome. Honestly, like I love this method. Like I'm not going to lie to you. It does sometimes mean that you're going to have to work longer hours and you're going to have to quote unquote hustle, if we want to call it that, for a certain amount of time. Like this week, other than a random day that I took off, I've been working a lot more than usual, but I'm okay with that because it means that in a couple of days, my parents are going to come over, they're going to stay with us, and we're going to be able to like show them around. We're going to take them to all these different wineries. We're going to be going to the beach, even though it's too cold to go swimming right now. We're trying to even like do some research on like other cool things in the area. And we found that there's like hot springs, not like too far away. I think it's like 3 hours or 4 hours away or something like that. So there's all these cool things around wine country that we can go explore and like play tourists and all that. And I'm like, it's going to be freaking epic. And that was all made possible because of the structure that I've created for my business and how I run it, but also because of the quote unquote hustling that I've been doing these last couple of days in anticipation for the vacation. So that's something that becomes possible for you too, right? And when I was talking earlier about how one version of going vacation can be being fully off, not necessarily working in the business, but still sharing stuff on social media, that's probably what I'm going to be doing. Like, in all honesty, I love sharing stuff on socials. Like, I think it's fun. I think I treat it almost as if it was like a personal account when it comes to the fun personal content. And I'm just like, look how cool. We tried all these wines, or we did this, and we're on a road trip right now. And it's part of making it a little bit more you and bringing more of like the lightness and the fun and the brand into the business, which gives it a lot of depth and makes it so much more relatable, right? And like I said earlier, it does indeed show people what becomes possible. Because for me, as an example, for somebody who loves building a business that, one, yes, it's like super aligned and like lights you up and you're passionate about, you're almost like obsessed with your business, it's also about bringing in that balance where your business actually works for you, where it's sustainable, doesn't require you to be in it working and showing up 24/7, which allows you to live more of your life in the present, right? So you're not waiting to hit some milestone or some goal of sorts where like you have to land the next client before you can take a day off, or you have to make X number of figures before you can do XYZ, or you have to wait until retirement until you can go travel and live your best life. It's like, no, let's stop waiting for all these amazing things and let's actually start living our life now, even if it's in a small way, right? Like, how can you start to make your days super exciting? How can you start to bring more happiness, more joy, more fun into your life? And the cool thing is, like, you'd be surprised what happens when you do. Like, when I start making my life into something that's like a whole damn vibe, and I'm just like, this is freaking epic, like, holy fucking shit, this is my life. It changes me. It changes how I feel. It changes what I believe I'm worth. It changes what I believe I'm capable of. It brings about this like sense of like true like happiness and like being at ease and not being overwhelmed, because you're balancing the hard work of business with the life living activities, if we want to call it that. So anyway, it just brings about a sense of confidence where you feel like you can just accomplish anything that you set your mind to, as opposed to hustling, overworking yourself, and then burning yourself out. But anyway, that is what it looks like right now for me and my business when it comes to creating content, serving my community, and maintaining that consistency even while I'm on vacation. So I hope you're having an amazing day. I'm probably drinking a bunch of wine. Hopefully I'm soaking in the sun right now. It's been a little bit rainy and dull, but bye. I'm going to go live my best life. I hope you are too. Take a moment. Hopefully you take this weekend off, or you take an hour even just to go sit outside, get some fresh air. I don't care what the temperature is like. Just get the fresh air, get the sun, get the cold, get the whatever, and then dive back into your business. Just give yourself a moment to actually realize that this is your life. You're an entrepreneur. You're freaking incredible, and you are capable of anything that you set your mind to. That's it for this week's episode of the Fiercely Visible CEO podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Steph Wharton_ for more valuable content. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts.